Back now with Day to Day, the New York Times' famous slogan, "All the news that's fit to print," will soon have to fit in a smaller space. The paper announced today it's going to shrink the width of the newspaper by an inch and a half. The company says that reduction will save more than $40 million a year. The paper is also cutting 250 jobs. Joining us is John Dimsdale of Marketplace. John, seems like the Times is not the only newspaper that's shrinking.
Yeah, that's right. A 12-inch wide page seems to be the new standard, as opposed to 13 and a half or even more in the past. The Washington Post, the USA Today are already that size. The Wall Street Journal will be cutting its so-called web width early next year. One reason all this is happening is the cost of newsprint, which is the second highest expense after labor for hard-hit newspapers. Another reason is customer demand. On a crowded subway or a bus, it's a lot easier to read a smaller newspaper. Alex Jones, with the Shorenstein Center on the Press at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, expects newspapers will get even smaller.
When the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post narrow their web, they are following what lesser newspapers have already done, and I think you can expect lesser newspapers to take it down another notch. In other words, I think this is a steady progression, and I think it does have an impact on the amount of news that appears in the paper. I think a few years from now, you're going to see most newspapers in tabloid format.
Well, if there's less space for news, but there's also less space for newspaper ads.
That's right. More than 10% less in the case of the Times. They're going to make up for some of that, about half of it, by adding five extra pages. But the size of the ads shrink. Prestigious newspapers usually get away with charging the same price for a full-page or a half-page ad, even though the space is reduced. But veteran newspaper analyst John Morton says that kind of sleight of hand is getting harder for papers to pull off.
The newspaper industry and most advertising-driven businesses generally have not recovered from the last recession, and that's really a function of, you know, what's happened to advertising. I mean, some of it is migrating to the Internet. We've had a lot of consolidations of department store chains and telecommunications companies. All of these things tend to depress advertising spending.
John, this announcement of a smaller paper coincides with the New York Times company earnings report for the second quarter of the year. How is the Times doing?
Well, it really illustrates the problems facing the Times, this report. They had a slight gain in ad revenues, but that was totally swamped by the increased costs, especially the 7% increase in the price of newsprint. So you can see the finances driving today's announcement. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're going shopping at the 99-cent only store. How is it that with lots of inflation, the company hasn't raised prices in 20 years?
Thanks so much, John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.